On to Turkey now, where anti-government protesters take to the streets as a new round of unrest in the country enters its fifth day. In Istanbul, the demonstration turned violent as protesters and security forces clashed with each other. In Ankara, police used water cannons to disperse demonstrators. Turkey has been the scene of fresh protests after the death of a young man during clashes with police in the southern city of Antakya on Monday. Last May, a peaceful sit-in to save Istanbul's Gezi Park from being razed prompted a brutal police response. The protests spiraled into nationwide anger against the government. Five people were killed and thousands were injured during those demonstrations. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Verena Keat, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Istanbul. Now, Verena, give us the latest from Istanbul itself, as well as these other cities where these protests keep continuing.
There have been sporadic protests in these cities over the weekend, but this afternoon a huge get-together is planned in Kadıköy on the Asian side of Istanbul. Some artists and musicians will be performing there, and we expect a large crowd of about 5,000 to 10,000 people to turn up. Once before, during the Gezi Park protests, a concert of this nature had to also been arranged, and more than 10,000 people turned out for that concert. At that time, the police had barricaded all the streets and traffic couldn't get in or out of the area, but it was pretty peaceful. Meanwhile, with the director of the University of the Middle Eastern Technical University in Ankara, which is really was sparked this round of protest, even before the young man Ahmet Atakan was killed, that conflict continues between the government and the students of the Middle Eastern Technical University. In recent years, there were a lot of construction projects around the area of the Middle Eastern Technical University, and the government has authorized a road to be built through the campus of the university. The people around the country protesting in various cities are in support not specifically only of the Middle East Technical University or of Gezi Park not being demolished, but it's in protest to many other building projects and construction projects which they object to. For example, the third bridge in Istanbul, also a third airport in Istanbul. And to accommodate these airports, new road constructions need to be built. And so the whole protest movement is really about saying to the government, we don't want these constructions. We prefer to have our green areas. By constructing all these new things in the country, all these new infrastructure in the country, we're actually increasing rather than reducing the traffic. And the government's opinion is we reduce traffic. Thus, that is not what the people of Istanbul or the people of the country believe. And this is really the crux of all the protests happening around the country. The deaths are incidental, but the protests will continue because various construction, various infrastructural changes continue to happen all over the country.
Okay, Verena, thanks for that.